But as Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shmi, the 8th chapter in the Zamm's Hilchos of the Laws of Mourning, and Sefer Shem in the Book of Judges, which in this Perek we begin the discussion regarding one of the elements of mourning, which is that of Kriya, of tearing one's garment on the relative that passed away. As Rama gets halacha off regarding this halacha of tearing the garment and who's obligated in it. So, Avil Chayav L'Kray Al Mesai, a mourner is obligated to tear his garment for his relative that passed away. Shlomo says the pasuk in the Yikra. It was told to the Kehanim, Uvigdechem loytifreimu, and your garments you should not tear b'loytimus and not die. Now, ha'achar, the inference is, but someone else, Chayav Lifram, has an obligation to tear their garment when a relative of theirs have passed away, like it was over there by Nadav and Abihu who passed away. Now, Vein Kriyel Ma'umet, the tearing of the garment has to be done standing up, Shlomo says in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, for Yochum HaMelech, the king got up, but Yikras Bogadav, and he tore his garments for the loss that he was suffering. Umehichen Kriyem, from where does he tear? Mufana, from in front of him. Because Vakareh Macharev, if someone tears from behind him, or Menstadim, or from the sides, or Malmata, from the bottom, well, Yotzeh Dechebez Kriya does not fulfill his obligation of tearing. Elukhan Gadol. The only exception is the high priest, should pay the Malmata, where he tears it from the bottom. Halacha Beis, Kamashay Akera, how much is the measurement of how long, how much the tear has to be? It's a tefach, it's a hand breath. The Ein Tzorach Lahavdol Svasa Bega, but you don't have to tear the border, the neckline of the garment. Umutul Lekhebez Bekele, you also let it tear with a tool, meaning like with a knife. Yeshlo the krebif, and then he could also tear it from inside, meaning underneath an overcoat. Shlebif and not in front of other people. Therefore, Yeshlo hachnas yad befinim. He could just stick his hand inside. Vekirei he could tear his upper garment, jacket, shirt, whatever the upper garment is, discreetly. And ve'inachem lekreya el beged el mabad only has to tear his upper garment that he's wearing at that time. Halacha gimel. Kol shabbos yemei avelus. All the 7 days of the morning, hakera lefanim. The tear should be in the front. Then Bala Achlev, if he's coming to change his clothing, Machlev, he could change it v'ini kerei keracha, and he doesn't make another tear in that garment, because shokol shkera she'in b'shas chimim, any tear that's not at a heated moment, meaning at the time of loss, in the kerei is not considered as a valid tear. So you don't tear that new garment. Now, but remember, when we say this, b'shar ha'meisim, by all other relatives who passed away, chutzmi ava ve'ima, except for his father and his mother, because aval ava v'al imay, but for his father and his mother, kerei ad shemegalas liboy, he tears up until he reveals his area where his heart is. Umavdul svasabeged, he also has to, and he has to reveal his chest. Umavdul svasabeged, and he tears the border of the garment, of the neckline, and ve'ina kerei bekele, he cannot tear with a tool, it'll be able to tear with his hand. They usually get it started with a knife, but then they have to tear it by hand. Mibachutz, on the outside, b'fnei kol am, in front of everybody else. The kodeya kol b'gadam shalom, and they have to actually tear all the garments that he's wearing, not only the outer garment. However, veged hazeya, but a garment for sweat, hadavik l'besar, which is connected to his flesh, like his undergarments, in a ma'akav, that's not critical, that's not necessary to do. Now, v'mhechla veged achan, if he switches it to another garment, chayev l'kroy, kol sheva, all 7 days, if he puts on a new garment, he has to go ahead and tear that garment too. For his father and his mother, he has to remove what's on his shoulder. He takes his arm out from his shirt until he reveals his shoulder and his arm. And that's how he goes in front of the coffin. And after his father and mother are buried, then he does not have to bear his shoulder. We tear the garment of a minor, not because he has his own obligation of mourning, but because of the pain that people should have and increase for the honor of the person who died to cry over it, seeing even a little child mourning. Now, if there's a sick person that has a relative who passed away, you don't tear his garment for him, you don't let him know that, you don't notify him that this person passed away, so that his consciousness should not become all perturbed. And we silence the women who are all emotional crying in front of him to silence them that this person should not get wind of what happened. A person tears even for his father-in-law or his mother-in-law because of the honor for his wife who is in mourning for her parents. So to a woman, she tears for her father-in-law or her mother-in-law because of the dignity of her father, of her husband who is in mourning for his parents. Halacha above continues regarding, but what happens if the one who's has to mourn is wearing garments that are not his own. If someone does not have clothing to tear, for example, let's say if he's wearing borrowed clothing and he cannot tear someone else's clothing, but then he gets an article of clothing that's his own within the Shiva, within the 7 days, so then he'll tear then. After the 7 days, in the Kareh, then he doesn't tear. But for his father and his mother, even after the 7 days, for the entire 30-day period, he tears. Now, whoever goes in front of the one who passed away, already with pre-existing torn garments. Kalim, in other words, as if he's saying, Shukara atalim, like as if he tore it right now, but really he was already torn, he doesn't want to ruin his beautiful jacket, so he takes the torn jacket, Hariza Gundas Abriya. So he's stealing the consciousness of the people, he's fooling them, he's deceiving them, and Mezilzel B'Chvay V'Chayim B'Mesim is degrading in the honor of the living and in the dead by doing such a deceptive practice. Halacha Zayin, Amal Chabayev, someone says to his friend, Hashilei Nechalukcha, please do me a favor, lend me your jacket, your coat, and your bavakas. Oh, you should go visit my father who's not feeling well. I have nothing, no overcoat, nothing, no jacket to wear. But Halacha Mitzvah Shemesh, he finds that his father passed away. So Kredeya, he has an obligation to tear his garment. And the reason is because since he notified the one who lent it to him that his father was sick, and he lent him, he obviously understood that maybe his father is going to die, and he's going to allow him to tear it so that he doesn't get embarrassed by not tearing the garment. So he tears it, then he amends it, and then he gives back the article of clothing to the one to lent him. Now, although, generally, as we'll see in the next parak, with the tear of the that's on a parent, one's not ever allowed to mend it. But by borrowed garment, you're allowed to because it's not his garment. They only gave him permission to tear it, so he doesn't get embarrassed. So he mends it. And then, to make kiddui, he gives him the value of how much now the garment is worth less because it has a tear in it. Now, Vimlohi Diyush Mabakal Echel, but if he just borrowed his jacket, he didn't tell him that he's going to visit his sick father, he's like, but then it's not touch the garment, it's not ruin it, it's not his garment to tear. Halacha Ches, what happens if, let's say, someone did kriya, but in error? Mishay L'chayla B'teich Beisei. Someone had a sick person in his house, let's say on his deathbed, in this aleph, and he faints. Now, B'sav Shemesi thought, oh, he passed away, but Kari tears his garment. And then, he's like, he wakes, he didn't die yet. The Achkech Meis, and then he subsequently died. So it depends. If it's about the time to say, Shalom L'chay Rabbi Meir, to say, to greet one's teacher, which is a few moments. So, then in the Chayz of Kodesh, it doesn't have to tear again because it's considered like as if it's contiguous, as if it was connected to the moment of death. But let's say only after the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Moiri or Rabbi, there are two different opinions, and only then after that amount of time, mess does he die, then Chayz of Kodesh Kedach. Then you have to go and tear another tear because when he tore, the guy or his relative didn't die, and therefore the kriya has no value. So if they said to him, Mes Avi, your father passed away, but Kari tears his garment. But no, it turns out it wasn't his father, it was his son. Or Amalei, they said to him, Mace Mace, that a relative of his died. He thought it was his father. And he tears his garment. Then it turns out he was mistaken. It was his son. So it depends. If within the amount of time it takes to say, Shalom Lecha Rebbe, he finds out the truth, you have to decree, if he fulfills his obligation, because it's still considered part of that moment. After that amount of time to speak, lo yotz is not fulfilled the obligation. And then he has to hear another kriya for the appropriate person who had passed away. Halacha Tes continues. What happens if someone has many people who died regarding his tearing? So misha meisle meisim harbekeach. If someone has many relatives who died at the same time, kriya kereach lekulum. He tears one tearing for them all. But if let's say in that group was his father or his mother. So kereach kulum kereach, he tears for all of them one tear. Allah lima kereach, but for his father and his mother, he has to tear a separate tear. So to Allah yud, misha meisle meis b'kar olam. But someone has a relative passed away and he tears his garment. V'achkach meisle meis ach, and then subsequently another relative of his dies. So then, imbetech shaviv, it's within the 7 days of mourning, kereach kereach, he tears another tear. Now, v'im la'ach shiva, but if it's after the shiva, where he already sewed it up, then what you could do is you could just add on a little bit to the first tier, meaning your first tier where you sewed up for the first morning, and then you add on a little bit more. Let's say a third relative of his dies, and it's achas shiva shalshen already after the shiva of the second relative. So again, you'll tear through that, again what you had sewn up, and then you'll, even in that little bit, and then you add on a little bit more. Then you keep on adding up a little bit more up until he gets to his navel, to his belly. Once he already reaches his navel and another relative passed away, so you can't go any further down. So what you do is you distance yourself 3 finger breaths to the side of the original tear, and then you start tearing again. Let's say the whole front of his garment has already filled up with tears. So then you turn it backwards, and now the back is the front now. Now, let's say in the smalim l'mala, let's say it was already filled up the whole top. So, you switch it upside down, you make the top the bottom, and the bottom the top, and now the bottom, which does not have tears, becomes now the top. Amrullah, they say to him, Meis Aviv, his father passed away. Bukharani tears his garment. After the 7 days of mourning, Meis Bunai, his son passed away. And now he adds on to that tear. So, Mis'acha Tachtin, the lower tier could be mended because that was for his son, which you're allowed to mend. But v'loy elyon, not the upper part, cannot be mended, even though it was just an extension from that previous tier. Commissioner Balak will explain in the next parak, halacha aleph, because any tier that's done for a parent is not ever allowed to be mended specifically versus, let's say, just sewn. So you could mend the bottom half for the son, but not the top half. Amalei, let's say they said the other way around. Meis b'nei, his son passed away. V'kar, and he tears his garment. And then after the 7 days of mourning, his father passed away. Here, ain't a meis. We cannot add on to the tear that he has from his son. Rather, he has to tear a separate tearing. Because a father and mother cannot be an addition to a pre-existing tear. Or as we have in the previous halacha, they can't be included in one global tear. They have to have their own separate kriya on their garment.